Final three games of this homestand. It's Rick Monday time, and Rick, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks are set for first pitch tonight.
Hey, did you recover? did you play ping pong yesterday in the Kershaw Challenge?
I did not, but I was there to harass a lot of people.
Actually, I did listen to you briefly as I was caught in some traffic last night. It's a good thing. You know what? It's also one of those things, too, David, we take for granted. These guys play each and every day. They have nights off. They have possibility of a night off. And yet they understand that in order to touch some other lives, those have been privileged. Those of us have been privileged enough to play this game at whatever level, whether it be A ball, double A, or in the major leagues. If you stop and think about it, somewhere along the line, some people made dedication and they made some funds available for us to partake in different programs.
Rick, you're a guy that has given back quite a bit, especially to the military after saving the flag. You very easily could have just had photo opportunities with that flag, but you've chosen to do more with it.
Well, we've chosen to do more with it because it still has longevity. It still has a life. It was not destroyed that Sunday afternoon here at Dodger Stadium. And the point being is that my wife, Barbara Lee, and I have been very, very, I think, from a standpoint, focused, if you will, to make sure that flag actually still speaks. Mm-hmm. And it speaks in positive tones when we take it around the country. She's taken it from Florida back here to Dodger Stadium to this day.
Rick, that's the serious part of what you were able to do and trying to help some of these military families. On the flip side, when you came to the Dodgers especially, you and the rest of your teammates were rock stars. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that helped promote the franchise and get it to the point where it's at right now?
I think it started well before then. The statement was made when the Dodgers first came out. I saw my first game at the L.A. Coliseum when they first came out, had that short left field fence. They made the statement right then and there because we had AAA baseball here in the L.A. area, but not Major League Baseball. And that was a whole different deal, a whole different deal. And to see them as a kid to come on, and all these guys that are in uniform tonight, they're going to play. At some point in time, the dream of playing in the major leagues became real, but distant real. These guys now are kind of living their dream. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. And if you think it's hard to get here, it's even harder to stay here.
I'm thinking about you at the Coliseum watching those Dodgers. Thinking about little Rick Monday dreaming about hitting moonshots. Were you hoping one day you would have a chance to take a shot at that?
What's really kind of crazy, try to make a long story short. I'm sitting down the left field line in the L.A. Coliseum. Chicago Cubs are in town, and they're playing. It's a Sunday day game. Well, the Cubs are going to leave town afterwards. I'm sitting all the way down the left field line, which there was, that short fence. Ernie Banks hit a line drive. Foul. It landed two rows behind me. It hit there, came back, boom, right in my hands. I've got a souvenir of a lifetime. I've got a Major League foul ball at a Major League game, and Ernie Banks hit it, and I'm watching the Dodgers and the Cubs. So now after the game. Cubs are going to leave, so their bus is inside the fence, the chain link fence at the LA Coliseum. But I see a couple of guys walk out. I know that they're Dodger players. I know that one of them I can recognize. So I take the ball and I said, "Would you sign my ball? Ernie Banks hit this. It's a foul ball." And he very, very gently, very courteously said, "Son, I'm really in a hurry. I'm sorry." I was crushed a little bit. Now, at the time, I was like my teenage years. I get older, I get wiser, I get better as a player. Now I get to the big leagues. And my rookie year, we're in Detroit, and the Tigers need to win the game. And I'm the batter, and there's runners at second and third, and they bring in a pitcher to get me out, a left-handed pitcher. I get a 95 hopper up the middle, both runs score. And then the Kansas City A's take the lead. I'm at first base. And now all of a sudden, I flash back to this day at the L.A. Coliseum years and years ago, and I've got this baseball. And I started yelling and jumping up and down, "That's for not signing my baseball." It was Johnny Padres.
Wow.
Padres was brought in to get me the out, and I got a base hit. Again, it was like a 95 hopper. I didn't hit it hard or anything else. Years ago, I'm at a Dodger fantasy camp, and I am sitting next to Johnny Pundres, who was a lovely, lovely man. And I said, Johnny, you're not going to remember this. I said, my rookie year, I got a base hit off of you. I was very fortunate. I said, I don't think you're going to remember this. But anyway, I started yelling at you, and I'm sorry. I said, but there's a background for it. You wouldn't sign a ball for me. You very courteously kind of said, son, I've got to go. I've got to go in a hurry. And Johnny says, I remember that. And quite frankly, I'm glad you told me. Because all of these years, I just thought you were nuts. He says, there's actually a reason you were yelling at me. And I went, yeah. And he started to cry. And we had a hug session right there at Dodgertown. But he was a lovely man. And you never know what's going to happen. Is it that one swing, 95 hopper? But I stood at home at first base bag and jumped up and down like a village idiot, yelling, that's for not signing my ball.
I think we all would have done the same thing, Rick. And one lesson here, Rick Monday has a long memory. Don't forget it.
Oh, yeah. Don't you forget it, David.
I won't. Tim will send it back to you.